I call to order the Committee on Government Operations at 3 o'clock in the President's Conference Room of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to Agenda Item 2, roll call.
Senator Billman.
Present.
Senator Langus.
You got it, yeah. Nicole. Present.
Senator Smith.
Which one? J or S?
J.
Present.
Senator Ma.
Present.
Senator Maul.
Present.
Senator Martinez.
Present.
Senator S. Smith.
Present.
Senator Stopka.
Present.
Senator Thummel.
Present.
Okay, a quorum is present.
All right, moving to Agenda Item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time?
So, Kiana reviewed the Senate rules a while ago, and I forgot to tell you guys, but we have some changes that we wanted to make. So, I'm going to ask for a senator to work with me on that. Or I already have the changes, so it would just be writing legislation. I don't care. It's your committee.
Senator Smith.
Which Smith? I had my hand up too.
Senator J. Smith, we're going to put him on that for his first official project.
I also need to request a senator to fix the SAS because under archiving there's some stuff that we no longer do. So just taking some stuff out of updating how to archive.
Senator Billman had it first, let me give that one to him.
It's all right.
I see what's happening.
All right, yeah. Let me actually make sure I got down, so. Jeez. And the next one.
We have a bad blood now.
All right, and then we'll get on those as quickly as possible. If you guys could reach out to Andrea, I'm sure she has everything all set up for you guys. Thank you so much.
Are you?
Okay. All right, moving to Agenda Item 4, seeking motion to approve the minutes from September 29th, 2017. Senator Ma.
I move to approve the minutes from September 29th, 2017.
Is there a second? Senator Smith? Sorry, Senator Chase. All right, moving to a vote.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were going to do it. Never mind.
Those in favor of the motion,
skip it.
Please do that by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? All right, motion carries. Moving to Agenda Item 5, Old Business Senator Reports. So I realized that we had a couple of people that were working on some projects. They were in the works, but then finals came around and stuff, and I totally get that, you know, finals are obviously more important. But if we could just get an update on people, what they were working on, what the timeline is, like how much more they have to do, so we can kind of get a feel for when we'll see those at our next meeting. Now we only have about 2.5 months left in our term. It's coming soon, so. All right, does anyone have any updates they want to give for now? Senator Billman?
So, I was working with Event Programming on fixing up the SAS and stuff for them, and I was doing that with Zach Mott. Your Senator Ma, did you get an update from?
I did not.
Austin, okay. Cool, but yeah, from me, I got something for like general event programming, so I'll start working on that. Hopefully, it'll be in by next week.
Perfect. And then Senator Martinez, did you have something?
Yes. So currently, I'm working on legislation to editing Courtney Kinsella's position. We're taking out two of the assistance that she has there, but I'm just kind of like working out what we're keeping under that for her assistance, because we don't want to technically eliminate all of those duties that they have, because they're still essential towards the campaign process, so that's what I'm just working on right there.
Senator Flingus, do you have a question?
No.
Oh. Any questions for Senator Martinez? All right, Senator Flingus.
I know Becker wanted to change those Senate rules to include doing some kind of K-12 event that permanently puts that on the Public Affairs Committee. You know how we're going for high schools and we're going to talk about leadership? He wants to put that into the writing, into like the duties of that committee. So.
So he wants to do it in the duties of the committee and not the director of the Campus of Public Relations?
Yes, to ensure Senate is a part of it, as I understood.
Okay. Are there any thoughts on that right now at the moment?
Mostly, I don't have time to do that. So.
Would someone in this committee want to work with Senator Becker on that? Or perhaps Senator Smith? Senator Mott, you can help on all of that.
I just love your
help. All right. So we got two people working on that. So yeah, if you guys can reach out to Senator Becker and just get a feel for what his goals are with that, what he wants to see done with it, I think that would be something that would be good to get a sense of all. So perfectly meet you guys in the room. Obviously, it won't be for this one, but for the future. It will just take any elected and appointed position and just simplify that, so that way we can give it out during elections to let the students know like what you'd actually be doing in ASUN if you want to join it. But all we would be looking at is the elected and appointed positions and simplifying those. We also have a separate Google Doc sheet that we could work on for simplifying the entire SAS. That's the one where we want to meet with Speaker Jackson to see if that's even worth doing. Because at some point, we're looking at how we even go about taking stuff out. Because if you take so much out, then basically it's like you don't accurately represent whatever the program is. So we're going to talk to Speaker Jackson about whether or not it's even worth doing. I do, however, think it is worth working as a committee to simplify all those elected and appointed positions. That way people have just kind of a better understanding of what you'd be doing if you want to work in ASUN. The SAS is pretty like formal and wording. It's kind of like, I don't know, people don't usually go to the SAS if you're just a normal student. So I think if we can get all those positions on one document, it'll better incline people to run. But Senator Flames, do you have something on that?
I know one of the things that when Speaker Jackson and I first started talking about the simplified SAS was also putting something in there so students know that we have committees in Senate and what those committees do. Not that it needs like oversimplification, but people don't even know that there are committees in Senate, let alone what we do. So like that was part of like what does ASUN do, like simplifying it,
right,
writing in what the committees do, and that's also like kind of in the rules, the Senate rules, not so much the SAS, but still simplifying that for students so that way they see transparency of what we actually do.
Right, yeah, that, I agree with that completely. I think that goes along with what I was saying, just like making sure that the students know about the positions and stuff and what we do. In terms of simplifying the whole SAS, though, some of that stuff, it's like there's nothing to simplify that has to be in there. So we'll have a meeting with Speaker Jackson and Senator Mall, and then we'll go from there. We'll share the document with you guys, and then once we have our decision, we can start working as a committee together on simplifying certain things in the SAS, or certain positions in the SAS, excuse me. Other than that, are there any other Senate reports at the moment? All right, seeing none. Moving to agenda item 6, new business discussion on future projects and legislation. All right, I'll kind of add on to what Senator Mall was talking about before. When I was going through this SAS, I noticed, like, it's up here on the screen, you guys can see. If you look at Canvas Export, it's pretty much just this in the SAS. Like, it basically tells you nothing. It was super, you know, brief. There's not much about it. So we were working on expanding that. After talking with Director Rodriguez, we actually just talked right before this meeting. One of the issues that's happened is in the past, ASUN has taken these departments like Campus Esports, Sound and Lights, and things like that, and they expanded so much, like listing all the different positions and things like that, or the number of positions as well. And basically what happens is anytime that department or organization wants to make a change, they're basically tied down by us, because then they have to go through us, and we have to approve it, and it just adds time to things. So what I was thinking is things like this, Campus Esport, honestly, if you think about the SAS, what it should contain is laws and things like that. It shouldn't even contain things like this. I think we can cut just campus escort as a whole out of the SAS. If a student or someone wants information about campus escort, they can go on our website. They're not going to be checking the statutes of the associate students to go find what it is and what it's about. I don't think we even need to expand it. I think we just take something like this out. Because leaving this, honestly, in my opinion, this little amount of information is just, it's pointless and it takes up space. So I think moving into the future for this committee, things we should look at are things like this that just don't belong in the staff. So we should look at cleaning it up and taking things like this out, sound and lights again, for example. All of this information is on our website. I think students are going to go there. That's a better way to get information. These things just should not be in our staff. But I want to know what you guys' thoughts on that. Senator Bowman.
Well, the SAS is like our governing document, so I guess I still find it important to be the services that we provide to be in the SAS, because then it holds us accountable for what we provide. So, like, because it's kind of like what we're supposed to base ourselves around it off. So I understand not, like, really broadening more, because then that just adds a lot of complications, but I still think it'd be important to keep it in the SAS just for, because, yeah, it's something that we put money into, so I think that's why it's so important.
Okay.
Is there other consequences to taking this kind of stuff out of the SAS, like, for example, the campus escort?
Absolutely. That was one of the biggest things. I talked to Director Rodriguez, I was under the impression like these things had to be in there. She told me they do not, because they are still going to be in our budget. Everything about ACE and how it functions, especially the bigger thing is things that are they're in a Center for Student Engagement, things like sound and light, campus escort. Those aren't run necessarily through us as centers. That's something the Center for Student Engagement runs. So things like that can be actually be taken out of the SAS. They're still going to be on the budget, obviously, so they're still going to be a part of ACE. I just didn't necessarily see the point of them being in statutes for us. I'm seeing it as something that this is really something that the Senate directly oversees. We don't really oversee sound and lights. If that makes sense, Senator Dillon.
Again, and I kind of retract what I said. That's why I didn't really agree with. But if it doesn't necessarily pertain, then I'm also going to be taking that out.
All right. Does anyone else have a discussion on this? Are you guys? Do you agree? Do you think that we should? Stay in SAS? Senator
Paul? I was just going to echo like what Senator Billman said earlier, because even though it like doesn't like provide much like laws or like policy for campus escort, just I don't know the fact that student fees are still going into this like student provided service, and there, even though there's like not much on it, there should just be like a skeleton of it in the SAS still. So, yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? This was just, I just wanted to get a feel for the committee on what you guys were thinking on this before we make any further movements on what we want to do. Senator Stockman?
I think that the SAS is so big that anything that's in there that doesn't need to be should be taken out just for simplification.
Okay. What I can do is I can bring this to Speaker Jackson. I can bring this to the rest of the Senate as well. We can get a feel for what we want to do, but I just want to get a feel for from this committee on what you guys think. But I'll let you guys know in the future what we're going to be doing. But thank you for your input. I greatly appreciate it. I'll let you guys know what we're going to be doing with that in the future in terms of if there's going to be future legislation that I want us working on in terms of this. In terms of other legislation, I'm also working with Senator Becker. Speaker Jackson tasked us with potentially taking the department or the director of campus wellness and the director of sustainability, potentially merging them into one position. Me and Becker are still in the preliminary stages of that, so we're still going to be meeting with those two directors, but I'll keep you guys updated on that. If the legislation does happen, it'll probably go through this committee. Senator Fungus?
This is like very tentative, but I have a question. Like, we're also going to post things in the Senate. One of the things Speaker Jackson and I talked about was getting rid of the judicial department, except for hiring them on a case-by-case basis. Like, paying them for when we need them, but we expend thousands of dollars to pay them over a term in which they don't actually fulfill their main cause of going through cases unless they come up, and they've only had one case this year. I think they had no cases the year before that, and then the session before that they had like two. But if we paid them on a case-by-case basis, I think there's something to be said for financial, like, conservative, I can't say, whatever. But if we're going to pose it to Senate, it was one of the things we were talking about, is having them work on a case-by-case basis, just because I don't know what purpose they serve outside of when we need them to go over a judicial ruling. That is what merits, like, thousands of dollars to having associate justices and a chief justice. Especially because that chief justice is still in that, like, higher bracket of pay.
Does the committee have any thoughts on that at the moment?
I just, like, if we're going to pose it to Senate, I think, like, if we're going to pose questions, maybe that one as well, just because...
No, absolutely.
We're always looking for places in the budget, especially because we're moving to, like, we're asking the students if we want to make more Senate seats, which are going to merit for at least $3,000 a year for each of that new Senate seats, and we're paying the associate justices $3,000 a year, but they, like, only see cases when we need them to see cases, so, like, maybe there should be a transfer of funds in, like, that kind of respect. Not that what they don't do is great, it's just what do they do when they're not exactly doing per the SAS, what are they doing, you know?
No, I totally get you. I think that's something, yeah, we should definitely bring up to the Senate, but does the committee have any thoughts on that at the moment? Senator Buzzard, I know you had something.
Oh, I was going to say, you could just strip it down to the one position rather than limiting the entire judicial branch. Or you can just find more, like, duties to put into the SAS so that they're beholden to more work during this session.
Senator Smith?
Okay, so here's my worry. I completely agree that they don't get any cases. They don't really do
anything. They're not supposed to get any cases.
And we pay them to just sit around out here. But here's my worry is... We're based on three branches of government because it's based on a checks and balances system. I'm afraid that if the university sees that we've eliminated the judicial branch just on a case-by-case basis, like, oh, they'll come in when we need them, they're going to get the impression that we're getting rid of a branch of government that's essential to keeping the checks and balances in system.
But the check... Sorry. But the check would still be provided when necessary, but they don't act as a check on a regular basis. They act as a check only when there's a problem, if there's a direct conflict, and then they're called in and the attorney general argues and whoever the outside person is, they argue, but it during that meantime where they don't have it, like, we could still go through an approval process if you want to be the justice. I just think maybe they should only be paid on a case-by-case basis. Like, maybe you don't eliminate the branch, but maybe you make it something, just because they don't need to come into the office, they don't need to give a report at Senate every week. Unless something were to happen.
So yeah, let me actually, that was something that I was thinking of, this question to you, because you or Speaker Jackson obviously know more than I do at the moment. But so with the way it worked is that at the beginning of the term we elect these people and we say, we'll call on you when we need you, or is it every time there's a case, we reopen applications? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it was kind of up for debate, but the idea was you would still appoint someone at the beginning of the term because they have to still understand the SAS, and maybe you pay them for a month to, like, become the, so they understand the SAS. But they're paid for an entire term of ASUN, and I don't know how much action they see in terms of, like, doing things. Like, we have committee meetings on a biweekly basis, and we're paid on the fact that we're supposed to be in the office doing these committee meetings, going to our office hours. The executive has to have their office hours, and they have to fulfill certain tasks and their duties, but the judicial duties don't come to light unless there is a case. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, their duties don't become effective unless there's a case. So I just was looking at places where we could cut back expenditure of ASUN funds, like, needless funding. And, like, that was just one place that we talked about as a possibility. Because if we're eliminating, like, Elections Commission, like, their whole thing, like, those two people weren't necessarily important to that department. Maybe it's the same thing with the judicial branch.
Senator Mall.
So looking at the department, I know, kind of echo what Senator Esmond said previously, that three branches of government are important. And you got to remember, this is, like, this last year was the first time the judicial board actually has, like, done something in its own department with their annual internship program. So when you think about cutting, you also have to look at that department and think about, all right, if they're going to have less people, what else are we also going to cut out of it? If it's just the Chief Justice in there, I highly doubt he's going to want to do the entire internship program. kind of take that into account, the actual, how did that department actually runs outside of just attending meetings.
Senator Bowman?
And yeah, cutting the budget might also cut how prepared they would be for a case when it actually comes up. Because, yeah, I guess there could be like a month of training at the beginning, but how it is now, that I guess they're always kind of prepared for when something comes up. And
they do.
Something just, yeah, something spontaneously comes up. I guess it just kind of stood out to me that they might not be like completely prepared, but.
Senator Flames?
As I understand it now, like the things that they do practice, like cases. You know, they go through and go through cases in the past, and they do scenarios, but we're spending student funds on practice. I think it's worth questioning whether we're spending them appropriately. Like, are we spending them appropriately? Are they actually doing something that warrants the $5 per credit fee?
Senator Jason?
Yeah, I want to go back to something that Senator Bussman said, that instead of cutting it, we could maybe find it as giving them more duties. Does anybody have any ideas of like the kind of duties we would give them instead of just cutting down that branch, expanding upon it, and give them more to do in that time?
Well, I know they talked about very early in their term the mediation program, but nothing's happened with the mediation program. No one's gotten trained. There's been no movement for mediation. So that would be a really great duty and then a great service that we could provide students if they could go to the justices for mediation. But they currently don't have enough funding for mediation training, so they aren't able to mediate anything. So, like, they don't serve directly to our students really right now. But, like, should they have that duty, maybe they would, and maybe we need to make that a qualification. If that was a goal of their department, especially when the Chief Justice first came in and confirmed.
What if instead of going to the extreme of completely cutting their pay so that they got paid case by case, you just cut their pay in half and then every time a case comes up, give them a bonus for that case?
Honestly, like, I'm just here to, like, pose the thing. Like,
right.
We were just talking about
places
where, I don't have an answer, so that's why I was like, maybe we should pose it to Senate. I don't know if you can talk about it in Senate is the thing, though. Maybe it's just something you can talk about in the committee here. But it's just like a place where
I don't see why it couldn't be talked about in all of Senate. I think it definitely should be heard in all of Senate.
I just
something as big as cutting a judicial, like we were saying, like one of the three branches of government. I think it's something to be talked about. But if that's the case, then that's going to require SAS change. That's going to require legislation. So I guess for now we can leave it where it is. Once there's legislation, we can discuss it further.
Well,
but we'll have to go
to
Senate in that case anyways. Senator
Flames,
do you have something?
I'm trying to find something that pulls me up. I'm pretty sure that the branch of the judicial is in the Constitution, so we can't just take it out. We would have to get a vote on the students.
Yeah.
So maybe our job is to write legislation to make their department smaller to see if that works, and then if that smaller step is good, maybe keep it that way. But maybe that's you do a preliminary run of a smaller judicial thing, and then if you wanted to change it and take it off the ballot completely, you do it the next year. But I just think that as it is right now, we're spending at least $9,000. It's two positions plus the Chief Justice. We're spending at least $9,000 on those positions. Like, that's just the reality of it. We're spending $9,000 on that. So, maybe just looking at, how to make it different.
Okay.
I don't think we should necessarily cut it entirely. That came out wrong, but,
right.
Look, addressing whether it should be funded in the kind of way it has been funded in the past and functioning in the way it has gone in the past.
I think this is definitely something the whole Senate should have some say on instead of just in the committee. So.
I agree. Yeah.
My thing is, I think you have to agendize to talk about it. I'm not sure if you can just pull it up in public comment, so I would ask Hannah.
Because,
right. You can't talk about things if you haven't agendized them.
Right.
So that's the only thing. But, I think we should be discussed.
I'm
pretty sure you could bring it under comments and announcements. That's one of the main purposes of it actually being there, although we don't use it very much.
Yeah.
That would be the perfect time. Because the only people that will be actually talking about it would be the senators in the room. And, of course, the Chief Justice, I would assume, because it's his entire department.
Yeah, I do agree. This is something I can talk to Speaker Jacks about when's the most appropriate time to bring it up. Since it's not legislation, it's just like a discussion, though. I can talk to Speaker Jacks and we can find when it would be best to do that. Senator Busman?
You could also put it on public comment since all of the other officers are still there, because they usually kind of leave after public comment.
That's a good idea.
The reports, so.
That's a good idea.
I don't know. I'm gonna put out there that I'm not trying to just like aggressively cut a department. I'm just like think we should consider it like as a possibility, just because we are asking the students to fund an additional $3,000 worth of senators. So maybe we should look for a place to cut $3,000 in the budget. And we're just talking about the functions of government. Like I don't think we should just be like, I'm not trying to be like, hey Sam Bruchetta, I hate you. Done. But like I just thought I would put it out there because we were just talking about, you know, where we spend money, and that's right. One of the places we spend money that we don't see a lot of direct effects all the time.
Right. No, I totally understand where you're coming from. I just think this is something that the whole Senate needs to hear, so we can hear, talk to Speaker Jacks how it would be the best time to bring it up to Senate and go from there, I guess. But good discussion on that. That does it for me for discussion on future progress and legislation. Does anyone else have any other future things they'd like to discuss at the moment? All right. Moving to agenda item 7, public comments. Right, public comments this time. Senator Fingus.
No, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Canada. Seeing none, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 3:27.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like put a bomb in the meeting. I just came into my head.